three-spike goosegrass is becoming a serious weed in California tree nuts, and it's quite different than the common goosegrass. Drew Walter is a UC Davis grad student in the Department of Weed Science, and he's working with Brad Hansen, UC Cooperative Extension weed specialist at UC Davis in the Department of Plant Science. So, Drew, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you for having me.
Drew, tell us what your goal was here.
Yeah, so the objective of the study was really to evaluate some pre- and post-emergent herbicides to have some viable control options for the species that's really becoming quite a pest in California tree nut cropping systems.
Wow, okay, three-spike goosegrass is radically different than goosegrass, the common annual goosegrass that we think about.
Correct. So they differ in morphology and they also differ in their life cycle. So Eleusina indica, goosegrass, what everyone's normally familiar with, that's a large-statured annual. When you really look at three-spike goosegrass or Eleusine tristachia, that's a low-growing, coarsely tufted perennial grass. So in life cycle, quite a bit different, and that stature, it's quite a bit different. But the really identifying feature of that is its digitate inflorescence, where they both have a digitate inflorescence. Three-spike goosegrass is much shorter and has fewer spikes per inflorescence.
Okay, yeah. Not that it has three spikes, it just...
Generally 2 to 4 spikes per inflorescence, and they're much shorter, ranging from 1 to 3 centimeters.
Oh, okay.
The one that everyone's familiar with, Eleusine indica, or just goosegrass, that has 5 to 8 spikes, and those are 4 to 15 centimeters long. So
wow.
Quite a bit different, not just, again, an annual versus perennial, but also in the morphology of their inflorescence.
Wow, so three-spike is hard to control then, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a study done with the Hansen Lab where it was a dose-response study where we took 2 tiller stage plants and 15 tiller stage plants, and these were all greenhouse grown, and we applied anywhere from a 1/8 X glyphosate dose all the way up to a 16X glyphosate dose. So pretty high level when you talk about dose rate. Now, this 15 tiller stage survived up to 16X, the highest rate we could possibly apply. So not only did it survive, but it was able to put up a bloom, an inflorescence. So, I mean, it broke through the treatment and was able to reproduce.
Wow. So are there any other weed herbicides, any other active ingredients that can control it?
Yeah. We went ahead and took a look at pre-emergence and post-emergence to try to control this. So for the pre-emergence, the idea there was to kind of limit the seedling recruitment, so the amount of seed that you're going to end up getting in your seed bank.
Yeah.
So for that, we found that a sequential herbicide application was the best. So now that differs from general orchard weed management plans where you go out there with a pre-emergent one time a year starting January. You come out, you apply your January application, and then you wait till you come out to manage it with your post-emergent.
Okay.
The idea with something like this, where it's a perennial, it's a warm season perennial, is that you really need to start targeting the phenology of that species, not just come out with a general standard management practice. So what we did, we applied Allion in January, like you normally would, and then we came up with a follow-up application of Prowl H2O, and that was in March, and that was specifically to target the species phenology, so when it started to germinate, which on average is once the soil temperature reaches 55 degrees Fahrenheit or greater. And now normally you need a couple consecutive days of having 55 degrees Fahrenheit soil temperature, and then you get that germination. So that follow-up application actually provided 90% control 5 months after treatment, which is phenomenal. When you compare that to other pre-emergent treatments that we applied, 5 months after treatment, you're well below 80%, closer to 74% and below. So for the pre-emergent, that was ideal. Now, that's not going to take care of your problem. It's a perennial, so that's just for the seedlings that are germinating.
Yeah.
What we found for post-emergent treatments, right, is stay away from glyphosate, your standard orchard management tool that everyone loves. This provided no real control. So 3 weeks after treatment of glyphosate, you ended up getting a loss of control, and tillered plants started to grow new leaves.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, on average, susceptible grass species, 10 to 20 days, you see full necrosis. So for this at 21 days to just completely come out of any sort of control treatment with glyphosate, even at a 2X rate, was a telltale sign that this is not the tool to use.
So we know that we can do a really good job pre-emergent.
Yep.
Post-emergence, another question, don't use glyphosate. What are we thinking about?
What we're really thinking about is fusilade. So that's a graminicide, meaning that it targets grasses in specific.
Okay.
So as opposed to glyphosate, it's non-selective. Fusilade is a selective post-emergent herbicide.
Okay.
So what we ended up finding was 5 weeks after treatment, this still provided 90% control across the board. And I'm talking about tillered plants 15 to 20 tillers thick. So that's phenomenal control. You saw no greening of the root crown.
Do we need any more research on this?
Yeah, I think it'd be important to actually get a confirmation of resistance rather than just high tolerance. Because at the moment, all we can say in California is that we have a really, really tolerant species to glyphosate. What we need to do is be able to do some genetic work and some translocation work to confirm that this does have a resistance.
To Roundup, right?
To Roundup, exactly. Okay. So that we can steer people away from using that as a method of management.
So Drew, what's the future of you? Are you going to continue your education?
Yeah, I'm looking to finish up my master's, go for a PhD if possible, and then I'd like to go into crop extension, so the UC Cooperative Extension Network, or work in research and development.
Drew, very interesting research, important research on this important weed, the three-spike goosegrass. Thanks for telling us some more about it. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you.